Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Mezuzah Perek Vav. This perek, like several we have encountered before in Sefer Ahava, is centered around a list. The Rambam begins with a list of 10 conditions which a home must satisfy in order to be subject to the requirements of mezuzah. Most of the perek is an elaboration upon some of these conditions, and this is followed by other details of how and where the mezuzah must be affixed. As we will see, not everyone agrees to all of the Rambam's conditions, nor to the other details he adds afterwards. We'll explain each item in the list as we go through the perek. Halacha Aleph. Asara tana'in yesh babayit v'achar kach yitchayev hadar bo lasot lo mezuzah. V'im chaser tana'i echad mehen patur min ha-mezuzah. Ve'elu hein. Shiye bo arba amot al arba amot o yater. V'shiye lo shtei mezuzot. V'ye lo mashkof. V'tiye lo tikra. V'yu lo dlatot. V'ye gova hashar asara tfachim o yater. V'ye bayit chol. V'asur lidirat adam. V'asur lidirat kavod. V'asur lidirat keva. Bayit she'en bo arba mot al arba mot, patur min ha-mezuzah. V'im yesh bo kedei l'rabea arba al arba mot b'shaveh, af al pishu agol, o bal chamesh zaviot, v'ein tzirich lomar, shim haya orko yater al rochbo, ho'il v'yesh bo kedei l'rabea arba mot al arba, chayav b'mezuzah. The first condition for a mezuzah is that the room have a minimal size of 4 amot by 4 amot, that is, 2 meters by 2 meters, or 6 feet by 6 feet. The Gemara in Masechet Sukkah says that this size is part of the definition of bayit in various areas of halacha, and the mitzvah of mezuzah requires a bayit, al mezuzot beitecha. The Rambam says that it is sufficient for the room to have kedei l'rabea arba al arba amot. But this can be interpreted in two ways. The Shulchan Aruch understands that as long as the area is 16 square amot, that is 4 square meters or 36 square feet, the shape of the room makes no difference. And even if the room is very long and very narrow, it must have a mezuzah. The Taz, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, understands the Rambam to mean that the room must be large enough to fit within it a square of 4 amot by 4 amot, and that the room is then obligated in mezuzah even if it has an odd shape, like a circle, a pentagon, or a rectangle much larger in one dimension than the other. But an area of 16 square amot would be insufficient, according to the Taz, if a square of 4 by 4 amot cannot fit in the room. The second and third conditions on the Rambam's list are that the doorway have two doorposts, that's the literal meaning of the word mezuzah, and a mashkof, a lintel, that is a beam on top, connecting the two doorposts to each other. Another condition appearing sixth in his list is that the doorway be at least 10 tefachim high. Recall that a tefach is about 8 centimeters or 3.2 inches. He says nothing about the width of the doorway, that is, the length of the mashkof, but presumably he, like other Rishonim, takes the minimum to be 4 tefachim, which is in general taken as the smallest width through which a person can easily pass. This brings the Rambam to the cases in Halacha Gimel. Ach sadra, v'hu ha-makom sh'yesh bo shloshak talim v'tikra, af al pi sh'yesh la shnei patzimin beruach revi'it, p'tura min ha-mezuzah, mivnei sh'patzimin la-hamid ha-tikra hein, v'lo mishum mezuzot nasu. V'chein tikra sh'ein la k'talim ela omedet al amudi mikan u'mikan, af al pi sh'ktavnit bayit, p'tura, l'fi sh'ein la-mezuzot, sh'eilu ha-mudim la-hamid ha-tikra hein asuyin. An achsadra is an outdoor area with three walls in which the fourth side is completely open, with no wall or door at all. Even if there are columns, patzimin, at each end of this fourth side and a beam above it, the achsadra does not require a mezuzah. The patzimin don't count as doorposts, nor is the beam above them considered a lintel, as these are built only to hold up the ceiling of the achsadra and not to create an entryway. Similarly, a ceiling supported by columns on all four corners, with no walls on any side, is exempt from mezuzah, again because the columns are meant to support the ceiling and not to form a doorway. Halacha Dalet. Bayit sh'yesh lo mezuzah mikan u'mezuzah mikan, v'chipa k'min keshet al shtei ha-mezuzot b'mkom ha-mashkof, im yesh begova ha-mezuzot asara tefachim o yater, chayav b'mezuzah, v'im ein behen asara, patur mipnei she'ein lo mashkof. If two doorposts are connected on top, not by a straight mashkof, but by a rounded arch, then the doorway requires a mezuzah if the straight doorposts have a height of 10 tefachim before reaching the arch. Otherwise, there is no requirement of mezuzah. But the Rambam gives a problematic reason. Mipnei she'ein lo mashkof, the arch is not considered a mashkof. As the Kesef Mishnah asks, if the arch is not a mashkof, then how does it help for the doorpost to be 10 tefachim high? There is still an independent requirement of mashkof, which is lacking in the case of an arch. The Taz explains the Rambam to mean the following. The arch is one unified whole, which can be a mashkof in its entirety, or not at all. If the doorposts are 10 tefachim high, the minimal height to be obligated in mezuzah, then the arch can be considered a mashkof above them. But if the doorposts are shorter than 10 tefachim, then a portion of the arch must be considered part of the doorposts in order to bring them to this minimal height, in which case the arch cannot be considered a mashkof at all, and hence there is no requirement of mezuzah. Other Rishonim understand differently the conclusion of the Gemara regarding an arch doorway. In their understanding, as long as there is space under the arch to fit a rectangle 10 tefachim high from the ground and 4 tefachim wide, the doorway requires a mezuzah. This can happen even if there aren't 10 tefachim of straight doorposts, and for that matter, even if the entire doorway is one large semicircular arch, in which case the Rambam would certainly not require a mezuzah. Because of the Machlokot Rishonim, a mezuzah should be affixed without a bracha in this case. The Rush and the Tur reject the entire requirement appearing in the Rambam of two doorposts. They believe that as long as there is one doorpost on the right side, even if on the left side the wall from outside the room continues straight into the room, the doorway on the right requires a mezuzah. Again, because of the debate among Rishonim, the Shach rules in this case to put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Halacha Hey. Bayit she'ein lo tikra, patur min ha-mezuzah. Haya miktzato mekoreh, u'miktzato eino mekoreh, yera'e li shim haya ha-kirui keneged ha-petach, shu chaya be-mezuzah, u'mamidin ha-dlatot, v'achar kach kovin et ha-mezuzah. The fourth condition in the Rambam's list is that the room have a ceiling. And in this halacha, he clarifies that the ceiling need not cover the entire room. He suggests, with a caveat of Yera Eli, suggesting as usual that there is no explicit source for this conclusion, that it suffices if the ceiling covers a portion of the room adjacent to the doorway. How big a portion? The Kesef Mishnah understands that the ceiling must cover an area of 4 amot by 4 amot, the minimal size of a room for mezuzah purposes, as we saw earlier. The Shach adds, based on one understanding of the Rambam, which you saw in Halacha Bet, that it suffices to have a ceiling on an area of 16 square amot, even if this isn't a 4x4 square. The Rambam adds at the end that a door must be attached to the doorway before affixing a mezuzah. This is based on his fifth condition of mezuzah from the beginning of the perek, namely that the doorway must have an actual door in it. Therefore, if a mezuzah were to be placed on the doorway before the door is put up, this would pose a problem of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui that we discussed in the last perek. A mezuzah must be placed on a doorway which is already obligated in mezuzah, not that the mezuzah is affixed and only afterwards does the doorway become obligated to have it. So if a door is necessary for the mitzvah, then the door must go up first, and only afterwards the mezuzah. But the Ravid back in Halacha Aleph rejects this entire condition of having a door, and believes that even an open doorway with doorposts and a lintel but no door requires a mezuzah. He suggests that the Rambam misunderstood a Gemara in Menachot, where the Reish Galuta asks Rav Nachman to place mezuzot on the doorways of a home he just built, and Rav Nachman tells him to put up doors first. The Rambam understood this to mean that doors are a condition for the obligation of mezuzah, and therefore need to go up first based on Taseh v'lo min ha'asui, as we just explained. But the Ravid claims that Rav Nachman meant something else entirely, as we'll see when we get to Halacha Yud Aleph. Most Rishonim agree with the Ravid that even a doorway without a door needs a mezuzah, and this is the opinion accepted by the Shulchan Aruch. We already mentioned the Rambam's sixth condition, a height of at least 10 tefachim, and the next halacha elaborates on the seventh condition on the list, that the room be devoted to a secular purpose, a bayit chol, halacha vav. Har habayit halashachot v'azarot ubatei knesiot ubatei midrashot she'en behen beit dira peturin lefi she'en kodesh. Beit HaKnesset shel Kfarim, sha'orchim darin bo, chaya b'mezuzah. V'chein Beit HaKnesset shel Krachin, im haya bo beit dira. Kol ha'sharim shayu b'mikdash, lo haya lehen mezuzah. Chutz mishar Nikanor v'shelifni mimenu, v'shelishkat palhedrin, mipnei sha'lishka zot haita beit dira, l'kohen gadol, b'shivat yimei ha'frasha. the gates of Har HaBayit and the doorways of almost all the rooms in the Beit HaMikdash are exempt from mezuzah because they are devoted to Kodesh purposes. Same for doors of a Beit Knesset and a Beit Midrash, except for any room within a Beit Knesset which qualifies as a Beit Dira, that is, a room where someone sleeps. This can include, for instance, an apartment in a Beit Knesset for the Shamish who tends to the maintenance of the building, or another example, the Lishkat Palhedrin in the Beit HaMikdash, where the Kohen Gadol lived for a full week before each Yom Kippur. As we know from experience, the custom nowadays is to put up mezuzot in a Beit Knesset, even though it does not require them, as we just learned. The Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion of the Maharam Mirutenberg, quoted in the Tur, based on the Yerushalmi, that a Beit Midrash does require mezuzah because students learn there day and night, and so it is considered a Beit Dira even though no one sleeps there for the night. Here again, as in other cases we've seen of a Machloket Rishonim, a mezuzah is put up without a bracha. The eighth condition on the Rambam's list is Asur L'Dirat Adam. He explains what this means in Halacha Zayin, that the room be devoted to active use by a person and is not used only for storage or to house animals. This condition is disputed by other Rishonim and is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, and the custom is to affix mezuzot even to a room in a house used solely for storage. The Shulchan Aruch even requires a mezuzah to be affixed on the door to a barn or a chicken coop, even though these are used only by animals and not by people. But we'll see soon that later poskim exempt these places from mezuzah for a different reason. At the end of Halacha Vav, regarding the Lishkat Palhedrin, which requires a mezuzah because the Kohen Gadol lives there for a week of every year, the Rambam added that all gates leading from the entrance to the Azara to the Lishkat Palhedrin also require a mezuzah. This is based on a principle which the Rambam explicates in Halacha Chet. Lefichach, echad sha'arei chatzirot, ve'echad sha'arei mevo'ot, ve'echad sha'arei medinot ve'ayarot, kulan chayavim bimezuzah. Sha'arei abatim chayavim bimezuzah p'tuchin letochan. Afilu asara p'tachim ze patuach laze, ve'ze patuach laze, ho'il ve'apnimi chayav bimezuzah, kulan chayavim. Even if a certain doorway doesn't meet the criteria for a mezuzah in and of itself, it requires a mezuzah if it leads to a room which does meet those criteria. This is why the gate to a courtyard or to a city needs a mezuzah, even though there is no ceiling. One must enter through these gates in order to get to the home of a Jew who lives in the courtyard or in the city. Since that home needs a mezuzah, so too these gates require one. Halacha Tet. Beit HaKisei uBeit HaMerchatz uBeit HaTfilah uBeit HaBurski v'chayotzei behen p'turim min ha-mezuzah lefi she'inan asuyin l'dirat kavod. The ninth condition in the Rambam's list from Halacha Aleph is that the room be asuy l'dirat kavod, built for a respectable form of use. This excludes rooms like a bathroom, a Beit HaMerchatz, a mikvah, and a tannery. Later poskim add to this list a barn and a chicken coop, even though the Shulchan Aruch requires a mezuzah on them, as we saw, because these two are no longer considered dirat kavod. The Ramah quotes two opinions regarding a bedroom in which husband and wife engage in marital relations, but concludes that if the mezuzah can be placed such that it is located outside the room when the door is closed, then a mezuzah is required according to all opinions. Continuing in Halacha Tet, Sukkah techag bechag uvay shevasfina peturim min hamezuzah lefi sheinan asuyin lidirat keva. The tenth and final condition on the Rambam's list is that the room be asuy lidirat keva, a permanent dwelling and not built as a temporary structure. This excludes a sukkah on Sukkot, as well as a hut built on a boat for use only during a sea voyage. At the end of the halacha, the Rambam exempts even stores in the market, because they are not considered dirat keva. But this is understood by most poskim to refer to structures which can be taken down and moved from place to place. A store which is a permanent structure, like any workplace, such as an office or a school, is required to have mezuzot on its doorways, because the regular use of it during the day is considered dira, even though no one sleeps there. Poskim debate whether a bracha should be recited when affixing a mezuzah to these places, or if they are like a Beit Midrash on which the custom is to affix a mezuzah without a bracha. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that when a room with many doors is obligated in a mezuzah, and all doors meet the condition he lists of doorposts, a mashkof, etc., then each door requires its own mezuzah, even if only one of them is typically used and the other is used only rarely. Halacha Yud Aleph. Petach shebein Beit HaMidrash o Beit HaKnesset uBeito, im ragil atzeit v'lavo b'oto petach chayav b'mezuzah. Petach shebein shnei batim holchin achar atzir shel delet. Makom shatzir nira imo sham kovidat hamezuzah. The Rambam discusses here the thorny question of which side of the doorway to affix the mezuzah to when one room opens to another. He'll mention in the next halacha that the mezuzah goes to the right of the person entering, yamin hanichnas, but which direction is considered entering when the doorway connects two rooms? If one room is itself exempt from mezuzah, like a Beit Knesset or Beit Midrash, which opens to a private home, then we think of the doorway between them as leading from the exempt room into the home. If the doorway connects two rooms, both of which are obligated in mezuzah, then we are guided by the hinge of the door. The door opens into the room, which contains the hinge connecting the door to the wall. Therefore, this room is considered the inner room, and the other one the outer room, and the mezuzah is placed on the right of the person entering from the room without the hinge to the room with the hinge. Remember we mentioned earlier the story from the Gemara in which Rav Nachman told the Reish Galuta to put up doors before he can put up mezuzot? The Ravid and most Rishonim understand the Gemara to refer to this concept. A door is not a necessary condition to be obligated in mezuzah, as the Rambam believes. The reason Rav Nachman asked for the doors to be put up is so he could tell, based on where the hinge is located on each door, which room is inner and which is outer, so that the mezuzah can be affixed to the right as one enters the inner room. The Shulchan Aruch adds a caveat to this principle of heker tzir, being guided by the hinge of the door. This is relevant only if each of the two rooms has its own exit to the outside, without having to go through the other. But if room A opens to room B, and room B has no exit to outside the house except by going through room A, then no matter where the hinge of the door is, we consider room A to be the outer room and room B to be the inner one, and the mezuzah is placed on the right as one goes from room A to room B. There was a major debate among poskim about a mezuzah on a mirpeset, a covered porch, which one enters from some room of the house. Based on what we just quoted from the Shulchan Aruch, the mezuzah should go on the right as one goes out to the porch, as the porch has no independent exit to the outside. This is the opinion of Rav Avad Yosef. But the Chazon Ish felt that the porch may not really be obligated in mezuzah on its own, and the doorway should be considered leading from the porch into the room of the house, so the mezuzah should go on the right in that direction. This debate connects to other issues and opinions in Hilchot Mezuzah, which go beyond the words of the Rambam, and the listeners refer to the extensive literature on this topic. Halacha Yudbet. Veheichan kovinat ha-mezuzah, betoch halal ha-petach, betefach ha-samuch lachutz, betchilat shlish ha-elyon shel gova ha-shar, v'im kva'a lemala mizeh, k'shera, v'hu shi'archikena min ha-mashkof tefach, al yimin ha-nichnas la-bayit, v'im kva'a mismol psula, uvayit shel shutafin chayav b'mezuzah. The mezuzah must be placed on the outer tefach of the doorway, on the right of the one entering the room, as we explained earlier, one-third of the way down from the top of the doorway to the bottom. It can go higher than that, but must be at least one tefach away from the mashkof on top. The Ravid here quotes from the Yerushalmi that if the doorway is high enough that even one-third of the way down is still quite high, the mezuzah should be placed at shoulder height, and this opinion is accepted by the Shach. This makes sense given that the point of the mezuzah is for people to encounter it, as the Rambam will explain in the next halacha. The Rambam ends this halacha by saying that a home owned jointly by more than one person is obligated in mezuzah, and the Rama explains that this is only true if all owners of the home are Jewish. Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayav adam lizaher bimzuzah mipnei shehi chovat hakol tamid, v'chol eit shikanes v'eitzei yifga b'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yizkor avato, v'yor mishnato ushgiato b'havlei hazman, v'yeda she'ein sham davar ha'omed la'olam ulomei olamim, ela yidiat tzur ha'olam, u'miyad chozer l'dato v'holech b'darchei meisharim. Amru chachamim, kol mi shiyesh lo tefillin b'rosho, uvizro'o, v'tzitzit b'vigdo, u'mezuzah b'fitcho, muchzak lo shelo yechata, shereyesh lo maskirim rabim. One must be very diligent in keeping the mitzvah of mezuzah, as it is a constant obligation upon every Jew. Whenever a person walks into a room, he encounters the concepts of Yichud Hashem and Avat Hashem mentioned in the mezuzah, as we discussed in the last perek, and will awaken from his deep immersion in the trivialities of this world and realize that the only thing which lasts forever is knowledge of God. This will lead him back to the proper path of mitzvot. Chazal even said that one who wears tzitzit and tefillin and has a mezuzah on his doorpost will never sin because of all the reminders surrounding him. Based on this idea of the mezuzah as a reminder, the Rama rules that every time one enters and leaves a room, he should put his hand on the mezuzah. The common custom of kissing the mezuzah stems from this psak of the Rama. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.